You're Eric.
Yeah.
You're Eric. Everything. And welcome to...
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to The Reform Way. I am Corey Smith, alongside Eric Connor and Peter Pohl. Each week, we will bring you interviews, insights, and share our knowledge of the fitness world. We'll look at topics both in and out of the gym through the lens of an exercise enthusiast, a CrossFit coach, and a gym owner. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to stay up to date with our most current episodes.
Hey guys, this is Eric Connor, and I am here with The Reform Way. I am joined by our October 2021 Reformer of the Month, Ms. Maria Rainey. Did I say that right?
No, it's Rain.
Rain,
yeah,
even better.
Just like, you didn't know that?
See,
yeah,
we were
just
talking
like the rain.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We were talking right before this about if things go super haywire, if we have to re-record this. So, see, I told you, we don't even have to do that.
Nope.
I just made a mistake and got corrected. Maria Rain, just like raining outside, which it's not. Okay, so we're going to talk, just kind of ask Maria some questions, talk to her about that. Maria, how long have you been doing CrossFit overall?
So it's been about 7 years. I actually started at,
anaerobic?
Is it Ethos? No, Ethos.
Oh, you're right. You're in
Madera.
Yeah,
it's funny. I did On Ramp, and I think Corey and I have talked before. Corey might have even coached some of my On Ramp classes.
Probably did. Okay.
So I did, I On Ramped there, and then when I finished, they didn't have any, at the time my kids were really little, so they didn't have any childcare, and they didn't really have classes that fit in to where I could get in.
Yep.
So I moved over to anaerobic, which is where Kristen Rafa and our daughters were doing dance over at Cal Elite.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's like, oh, come try it. And they had like a kid's room, and they had better classes. And so I actually moved over there. So I on-ramped at Ethos and then went to anaerobic.
Cool.
In RSM.
Oh, cool.
And yep, 7 years, I guess. It's
crazy.
I had to ask Kristen.
So you were there for probably 3 or 4 years, am I right?
I was there, and then Forrest took it over.
Right.
And then I moved over here on my own because they were starting to take away like the classes over there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, like, they had not a reboot. They called it, can't even remember what they called it now. Forrest Fit or something.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wasn't super happy over there anymore, and I left without any of my friends. But I knew, like, Sean, Kathy Berry at the time.
Oh, yeah, they were here at the time.
Yeah, I got in touch with Kathy and asked her, you know, what do you think of it? And came over here and was trying to get everybody else to come with me. Took a while
right
to get them all over here. But I was totally happy coming on my own. I mean, because it was just such a great community.
That's awesome.
So I've been here ever since.
I love it.
Can't imagine going anywhere else.
That's the great part, right? That is kind of real, touching on that quick point. Like, from what I've understood, I haven't done it from a clientele perspective, right? But what I see for people when they do come from other gyms, it can be a challenging thing, like you said, to kind of do it on your own and stuff. Touch on that. Like, was that challenging for you in the beginning or not? Or did you already?
No, I mean, because I think I came in and I talked to you.
Probably.
And yeah, I think it just, I just was so kind of ready for a change. Like, I wasn't happy with how things were going for me over there. I mean, everybody else was still fine.
Right.
But I was just so ready for a change that I was totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get to that point where you're just like, I just need to do it. And
100%.
I just did. And I never looked back. Like, I was like, fine, I'm going by myself. I don't care that I.
This is
really
the right
know.
Thing for me.
Yeah. And it felt totally fine. Like, you know, it was kind of weird at first, you know, getting yourself in there and, you know, not wanting to be in people's spots because they've been there forever and being the new person. But I mean, it's the most, it feels like home here. Good. It always has. So
that's the important thing. And that's really important to us. So that's good to know. And that's like I said, I've always said it to people, you know, it's every gym slightly different. You know, this is supposed to be the right place for you. If it's not, it's okay. We understand. Like, we'll try to do all we can to make it the right accommodation. But yeah, I'm with you. When I'm really done with something, whatever it is, if I'm ready to move on, I'm ready to move on, and boom, let's go. So.
Yeah. So that's how it was for me. And eventually people just kind of started following.
Right. So. Yeah. It tends to kind of do that over time. Cool. So you found CrossFit, you've been doing it quite a while. You've had your whole family involved in all different manners, right? In different ways. I mean, a lot of your family. You have how many kids you got? You're like 17 kids. I can't even follow.
Yeah, them. Including my dogs.
Oh, there you go.
4 kids, 3 dogs.
Okay.
Kind of crazy. Kind of crazy family over there. But I think everybody's been over here except for Ellie, my youngest.
Okay.
She's dancer. She hasn't done any of the CrossFit teens just because she's so busy with dance.
Yeah.
But yeah, for a while, the boys were doing CrossFit Teen. Now they're mm-hmm. doing different stuff. And my oldest was doing personal training. Mm-hmm. She's not. My husband joined and I think maybe came twice.
I love Matt. Matt's the best guy ever. I just want to come and hang out with Matt.
So he's not here. I'm the only one here now.
There you go.
For now. We'll see, you know.
But yeah, the whole family's had some involvement. Yeah. They're a part of the community in general. You know, it's fun that way to be able to do that. So they kind of do different things. Like you got into CrossFit. What do you really enjoy in CrossFit? What do you stray away from? What are you scared of? Like, what are the kind of those things? You've been in it a while, so it's a different kind of timeline over time, I know.
What I really like about CrossFit are like the days when you have like a strength and a cardio
mm-hmm.
component, mm-hmm. you know, when there is even like strength in the cardio component. Those are my favorite days. And that's why I really came to CrossFit, because I felt like it was bang for your buck, right? Like I don't have like 5 hours to be working out at the gym in a day, nor does really anybody else.
No.
So I liked that. I felt like I could come in an hour and get strength and get my cardio mm-hmm. and be on my way and feel like I got a great workout. So those are probably my favorite days. However, like today was just back squatting, and a lot of people are like, oh, we're just doing strength. But it was a great day. Like,
yeah.
I got a new one rep max today.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
What was that?
165.
Nice.
Yeah. Good it job. Wasn't much more, but still,
hey.
I mean, it was a good day.
Yeah.
So, I think, you know, generally people like there's days was like, ah, it's strength day, but it's still a good day to come in. I still want to be here and mm-hmm. come in and see people, get good coaching and, mm-hmm. you know, so what your question is, what are the things I don't?
Yeah, sure. What do you like? What do you don't like? What do you not like?
Well, what I mean, I try to come 5 days a week ever since COVID. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there probably are days where I don't love the workout, but I still come and I make it.
Like movement wise, like, do you look forward to when there's split jerks or do
I look
you
forward
dislike...
to like power cleans,
okay.
Sit ups.
Great.
I love sit ups.
It's a mom thing.
Air squats.
Okay.
I like sprints.
Oh,
really
cool.
Anything in sprints, like sprints on the rower,
mm-hmm.
sprints running.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I like? I'm trying to think. Overhead, a lot of overhead stuff. I mean, I'm good at push-ups.
Okay.
I'm good at push press. Trying to think what else.
That's okay.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's a good thing. What is a movement that you feel like you're constantly needing to work on? Or is like, you know, you've been in a while, like that's something that just hasn't really broken through yet, or is there any of those?
No. Well, are you talking strength movements?
No, anything.
I mean, double unders.
Yeah, common one.
Pull-ups.
Okay.
I mean, I'm getting better at
pull-ups. Yeah, I know
definitely
that.
Improving on my pull-ups, but I can't, you know, race through them. I still have to do like, you know, 5 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of squatting stuff. Like is when I have to get under, like a squat, you know, I like a snatch, but a squat snatch is a totally different story.
Yes.
So when it's something that I really have to get under it,
mm-hmm.
that's more challenging for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm with you on the variance and the fun of that. But then also like, it is interesting, kind of like you were bringing up with the strength days, you know, they look on paper so underwhelming, but then once you start to do them, you're like, oh man, like at times, you know, obviously every day is different, but it is interesting those days where you're like, man, I really enjoyed that. Like, or that I really got a lot out of that. Or one, it's because it's different and the body's meant to rest more to get more strength development or whatever it is. But it's interesting how on paper, something can look not as great, but you might feel way better after it. You may have improved something. Those days are interesting.
Well, and I even said that to Corey today when we were like stretching before. I said, well, it must be programmed for a reason, right? Like there's some reason that you do these strength days, right? So, and like I said, I mean, last week when we did the split jerk, I didn't get anywhere near my PR, but like, and so today I was kind of thinking like, oh, this feels real heavy. And then sure enough, I was like, oh, I'll just put, you know, 10 more pounds on and see if I can get to it.
Yeah.
In one rep. And I did. So I'm glad.
Huge.
For a lot of reasons that I came. Cause.
Yeah. Even like, again, I've been in it quite a while. Like I don't remember the last time I've fully PR'd like a strength, mainly cause there's only so much time you can put towards it. So much effort, other things focus now, but like, at that long in, being able to at times PR like that is a big deal.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's cool. So you're not always, people that have been in class with you may know, you're not always the quietest one in class.
Yeah.
Always, always, right? Is there anything people might not know about you that would be interesting to them? Or maybe even people that aren't in class. A lot of these people have never seen you. Like you said, there's a lot of people you may not have ever met at the gym.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess one of the things, I mean, I was a high school sprinter.
Oh, that's why you like sprints.
Yes, that's why I like sprints. That's what I always say. Like I really didn't even love the 200. I hated the 400.
The 400 is devastating.
Yes.
And it's not really a sprint, but it is a sprint. But yes. What did you do? So what did you do?
I did 100s and 200s were my main thing.
Okay.
But yeah, so I loved running. Mm-hmm. I mean, I liked sprints. So that's probably one thing, because now I don't really love the run. Here
distances or anything
like that. I've done a couple marathons, but now funny, I feel like now my running is so out of shape, like to run a mile.
I still didn't know you've done marathons.
I've done a couple marathons and a couple half marathons, but it's been a while. My last half marathon was after my daughter, who's 11 now.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually training for a half marathon when she was a surprise.
Oh, nice.
I was training for this half marathon and doing really well with it, and then found out we were pregnant with her. And so I was initially really upset. I mean, it's because I was so far into my training. But then I was like, okay, so my goal I had set for myself was after she's born, I'm going to do another half marathon. Right. So I would train. We had a treadmill set up in our living room. Nice. And I would train on the treadmill when she was napping.
Yeah.
And then on the weekends, I would do my long run. And my husband would watch the kids so I could do my long runs. And so I did my half marathon after she was born. I mean, I can't remember how old was she. She was still maybe 6 months.
That's awesome.
7 months, 8 months. Yeah.
That's a big feat.
Yeah. It was, like I said, it was a goal I set for myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was exciting. But that was my last one. Long time.
Okay.
Yeah. 11 years ago.
I mean, you kind of ticked it off the list, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So you're sprinting around and did lots of distance running. Now you may not be the biggest fan of long runs and workouts.
Not anymore. But sprints. Sprints are good.
Sprints are fun. That's cool. Right on. Well, that's awesome. I love it. I think that's probably like a fun place to wrap it up. So if you guys are ever working out next to Maria, pace yourself with her, because apparently she's a superstar at running. Is that what I got out of that?
No.
Sit-ups. 10 years ago. Sit-ups.
You can pace yourself next to me for sit-ups.
All right. All right. Maria is the gold star and standard for the sit-ups. Perfect. Awesome, Maria. Well, again, Maria, just wanted to say, congrats on being our October 2021 Reformer of the Month. We're proud. It's almost been a long time coming to be able to kind of highlight you and everything and your amazing kind of involvement in this community. So we're just happy to have you and your whole family around.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to The Reform Way. You can find us on our social media channels. Our Instagram is @CrossFitReform. Our Facebook is CrossFitReform. And you can listen to more of these podcasts on any of the major streaming services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any of the major apps, and Buzzsprout.